you have to tell a client that maybe he should call 30 acres across the country, urging them to, and then send wires to 1,000, maybe urging them to listen to the common broadcast, that he has, that he believes is, that is one of the most significant.
Obviously, you will have quite a bit.
first meeting, ask me to see you. I won't mention that so specifically, but they'll be the one. I'm just delighted to learn from George meeting that you were in town. No, I haven't seen anything to do. I think you just have to take it, except constantly to keep the first, the president must not lie, and second, we must not condone what people think is wrong. And they do think this kind of stuff is wrong. I mean, I'm not sure why. At first, they don't know what the hell it is. That's why they're... I do think, though, that it is our issue to attack them for their dirty campaigning.
Yeah.
That is our issue. That's the side that...
I hope Conley does, and he's aimed to it, but it'll all of them, he's got his press conference today, and he'll get... That's...
He must do it only if he deals with... See, now next Tuesday, you may know something about Henry. May he help you, will.
So I don't think he'll put a handle on it. That means he'll be back Saturday night.
That's fine. And back over to Paris when we meet again.
And then maybe on his way back to Paris somewhere around in there.
You know, the problem often with all of us so complex, compulsive, insecure, and so forth, they are great, but it is that compulsion and insecurity and so forth that drives him on to greatness. Henry has got it, you know, the hell, Hitler was that way, but he was a great man. So was Napoleon, he was a great man. I mean, he never from you, sir. Again, Christ Almighty.
Well, Churchill, we're looking at Churchill.
Oh, this motion will get pride all the time.
Get an insight into
that. The same is true of Killian, the same is true of De Gaulle. De Gaulle had a lot of this stuff. So did MacArthur.
Maybe has been informed that although Dr. Kissinger has not yet completed his meeting in Paris, sufficient progress has been made to warrant his proceeding with trip to Saigon. It is planned to announce at 11 a.m. this morning that you have asked Dr. Kissinger to visit Saigon.
That's better get hey, again, no, before that announcement is made, I want to talk to him about its nature.
Henry, the trip to Hanoi is of absolutely zero value. There is no plus in it for us in any way, shape, or form.
You know what I wrote in the two? I said, if you go to, if you go, it is imperative, and I underline, that you be sure that there are no pictures of you smiling. He wouldn't think of such a goddamn thing. He must not go there to the enemy, smiling, and all that stuff. I said, you must be sure. I said, be cordial in your personal, to the extent that it serves your purposes, but no pictures of you come off the aircraft, no pictures when they come into the thing. There must be no picture of you smiling.
Absolutely right.
So he wouldn't think of such a thing, but he's got to be grim as hell.
Yep.
Oh, Christ, I think he just was, oh, I think we've got to, I'm going to tell that out. I think we've got to discourage him from going to Hanoi. Just say that only if it's an absolute sure shot and the Chew is fully aboard, enthusiastically, must he go to Hanoi.
That's what we say.
And then put the idea that Hanoi could lose the election. I just think we could say that. Let's put it right to it.
I have. That's what I said, that there are all overriding enormous negatives for me are going to Hanoi, potential negatives. There is not one counterbalancing positive at all here. Now, if there is as far as locking the deal, and you have got to be attacked, then that's fine. But just remember, you're running enormous risk with no potential gain here. So he's under no illusions that he can't make any case that he thinks Hanoi is a good political move or publicity move from our viewpoint, because it's not heavy. Supposedly have the trade agreement for tomorrow, and that